Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening is the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? Madam Secretary?
None.
Any member?
Mr. Chairman?
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the agenda as revised for this evening. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 15 public hearings this evening. So in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. And once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in an open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view the deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 9485, Anthony M. and Brian K. Rogers. East of Road 355, 110 feet southwest of Townsend Drive, being Lot 6 within Townsend Acres Development, a variance from rear setback requirement. Name and address.
Anthony Rogers, 30410 Budding Road, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Brian Rogers, 32658 Blackwater Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Are you both in? Just swear testimony about the gate, true, correct, best knowledge?
Yes.
Sussan, do we have a drawing or anything? Survey?
I have a survey here. Do you have a copy? I can pass it down.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request of needing this 5-foot variance for this shed?
It was built 30 years ago. It's too close to the line. We're just requesting a variance that didn't have to tear it down.
Is it on a foundation?
It's on a brick or a concrete slab.
Concrete slab.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been like ever since it was built, and right on the concrete slab.
Yes. Built in like mid-70s.
Do you have neighbors next to it?
Yes. There's three sides.
Do they object to it?
We have one here tonight, which is on.
Would be on the east side of it.
East side of it, but as far as anybody else, I haven't heard anything. No.
Did you place the shed, or was it there when
my father built it? he is deceased at the time, and
we inherited it.
We inherited through his, through him.
Okay.
Looks like the neighbor's shed is on your property. Is it still that way? There's a shed behind it.
Well, that's the shed we're talking about.
No, there's two sheds on the, one's on the line, one's over the line.
I think
we only have one shed that we're talking about.
We only have one on the property we're talking about.
This is the one you're talking about. It's on the line. Then there's one. This is a corner lot.
This is the one they surveyed, I guess.
That's the one that we're talking about.
Okay.
This is his property over here.
I got you.
He was saying something about your movable sheds.
Okay.
This is the property you're talking about?
This is their property.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the movable.
Okay.
So yours is not that movable one then?
No.
Oh, okay. Not the movable.
For the record, the survey is for William Hastings. Did you all submitted this survey?
No.
He must have
Whoever had
his survey done.
We just contacted the builders too close to the line. It's been there for 30 years, nobody's, all those people around it, they moved in there and had it surveyed prior, and nobody said anything.
Who filled out the application?
For the variance, I have.
You did, okay. And you didn't have a drawing to submit? There's a page in the application that asked you to draw it, or?
No, I was just showing that piece there also, when got the file for the variance.
Yes, we agree with that drawing there.
That drawing doesn't show the property, it just shows the neighbor's property.
Oh, okay.
Do y'all have a survey of the property?
We did when we inherited, I think it was. It was all taken care of.
Can you provide that to the office?
Yeah, if we can, yeah.
Yeah.
We can find it if we got one here. Then. Like I say, that piece has been surveyed when that guy there bought it, you know, for the last 30 years. It's been surveyed. I don't know how many times. I don't know why it hasn't showed up prior to now. But
yeah.
Right.
Still, if it did, we would still apply for the variance and fact. But
yeah, whoever the settling attorney was should have picked it up.
How long ago was that that you inherited it?
97 or 98, I think it was.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone? Are you in favor of it, ma'am? I'm giving a call for opposition, and if you're, then you could come up. Okay. Now, are you in favor, sir?
Two in favor.
Okay. Would you like to come up and speak? Need to be sworn in, sir. Is there anyone else here in favor of it? At this time, please come forward so you can be sworn in.
Name and address.
Thomas Ferola, 30497 Maple Lane, Frankfort, Delaware.
Okay, stay right there. Do you swear a testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best knowledge?
Yes. I live directly next door to the property. I've lived there since 1972 or 73, and the building's been there ever since I've moved in. And the people who bought the piece of property behind them had bought that. Mr. Hastings, I guess it was, bought a section beside his house there, and that house was sold there before that. And nothing I know was ever asked about it before, so I'm just vouching for them that I grew up, they grew up with us.
So the shed is against your property then?
No, it's not. It's against Mrs. Cherry's property.
Okay.
Okay? So, actually, it's against
corner.
Mr. Hastings. It's on the corner. It's against Mr. Hastings' property, I believe. But it joins her property, joins Mr. Rogers' property.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
There was a letter from Mr. Hastings where he was not in opposition, he was in favor.
One letter from Mr. Hastings in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Let the record show that. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ma'am, now are you in opposition?
Gentlemen, can sit down for a moment.
Yeah, if you can sit down right there, if you would.
Name and address.
Rosetta Rue. Rosetta Rue, P.O. Box 203, Dagsville, Delaware.
Okay, you swear in. You swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct question?
Well, I don't.
You can affirm.
Not affirm.
Okay.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, how are you?
Good.
Well, I received this letter, and I'll come to see what was going on. But before, I was married, and they did move that, the landmark to put their barn on. So it's right on my property line. And so I don't know what they want to do, what they want to move it back or what.
So that you're saying there was a property line moved?
Yes.
And then the shed was moved in?
Yes, and here I have my survey thing.
Okay.
So the shed is sitting on your property now, then?
Mm-hmm. Because when I was married, my ex-husband, they moved that landmark, and the barn is right there on it.
It's on the property line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what, and we that's what why they're here asking for a variance. It's supposed to be 5 feet off the line.
But it's right
but it's,
on there.
It's been where it's been. Has the shed been moved since 1970?
No.
Sitting where it's always sat?
Yeah, well.
Right on the property line?
Yeah.
Okay. So what they're asking for is just to leave that shed there where it is.
Oh, that's they want to leave it.
That's all they're asking.
Okay, as long as they don't move it nowhere else.
Right. No, that's all they want to do, ma'am.
Okay. So that's okay.
So you're okay with that then, ma'am?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9485 as it wasn't created by the applicant, and I don't believe it would alter the central character of the neighborhood as it's been there over 30 years and there's no opposition, so I move we approve.
And I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9485. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Case number 94.